I want to thank Professor Matheson, who was cleverer than anyone else who has introduced me before, not surprisingly. It's very nice to be back here where I was the Fannie Hurst professor for a term in 1975. I always like coming back to a place where I've lived. It's always much realer than places you have just zoomed through. I'm addressing today those of you who have been elected to Phi Beta Kappa or to Sigma Psi. And first, of course, I want to congratulate you all on the distinction you've shown in your academic work in a difficult university, a university, as far as I could see when I was here, that had as high standards as any place I had taught. Your intellectual curiosity, your high standards, and your hard work means that you, the new graduates, are among the people who will describe the new century to us. It's wonderful to be on the cusp of a century. Hardy wrote a poem about it. Will be poems, I suppose. We haven't had them yet. In 1999, 2000, and 2001, that famous date when it all starts up again. Somebody has to describe the new century. Somebody has to enable it to extend its authority into the future. And if it is not you, it won't be anyone. Because of this, your destiny, I decided to take this occasion to remind you of what some notable poets have said in the past to your peers, looking forward to the articulation of their future destiny. And I'll be talking about Phi Beta Kappa poems written by Robert Frost, Wallace Stevens, Elizabeth Bishop, W.H. Auden, Seamus Heaney, and Washington University's own Howard Nemiroff. All of these poets have given advice and warning, observations and dares to your predecessors, and their splendid poems deserve not to be forgotten after their single day in the limelight.